Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome back. This is season 3, episode 1 of the slightly new and improved Secrets of a Conflict Coach podcast. And as always, I'm your host and your conflict coach, Hannah Hutchinson. Welcome to season 3. I am so excited to be back, and I hope you are too. But before we jump in, I want to set some expectations for you guys and give you an idea of what really makes this season so much better. On the technical side of things, I've got new intro music, new outro music, new sound equipment. If you see the video clips that I post, you'll see that my video is cleaner, my setup is upgraded, my background's even a little bit more organized, but more importantly, I'm really trying to upgrade the content that I'm bringing to you. I fully believe that two brains are better than one, and I want to bring you fully explored conversations with guests and important topics. And it's just me today. This episode is just a short little solo production to help me get back into the groove behind the mic and help you guys get an idea of what to expect before I completely shake things up. In the best way, of course. But like I said, the main difference is going to be guests. Every episode will have a guest who provides valuable input on that week's topic, and these are people that I know and work with in real life, so I'm really excited to bring it all together with you guys over the next few weeks. I also want to give you an idea of the types of topics that we're going to be covering this season. We've got things like the relationship between our physical and our mental health, how language impacts emotion, behaviors, and relationships. We're going to talk about conflict through the eyes of kids and what we can learn from them. We're going to talk about modern medicine and holistic medicine and mental health options. We're going to talk about neurodivergence and conflict and how it differs, and even relationships and the impact of self-improvement on our relationships. We're going to have a women-centered episode about hormones and mental wellness. And then we're going to talk about self-image and why our relationship with ourself really matters. And like I said, I'll have special guests for each of these topics and probably more. And we will be able to have open, honest, human conversations about these things that we all seem to experience, but no one really seems to understand. So the goal this season is to provide valuable information and to do that in ways that not only make sense, but help you make positive change and really level up little by little. So in the art of leveling up, let's talk about it, because if there's one thing we all know, it's that leveling up is a lot easier said than done. And I know for a fact that we've all tried to level up at something, some point in our life, and chances are it wasn't as easy as we thought. So let's talk about some things that can really keep us trapped in these cycles that we want to get out of. These can be toxicity cycles, harmful cycles, counterproductive cycles, just bad habits, whatever. But it's something that's keeping you stuck, and we want to know what it is, right? So the first thing that we're going to talk about that could be keeping you stuck is a lack of effective communication. Notice that I didn't say lack of communication. It's a lack of effective communication. Even when you're not actively communicating, something is still being passively communicated. So that's why we talk about effective communication. Is your communication communicating the way it's supposed to? Because being a good communicator might seem like an arbitrary skill, but lacking the skills to effectively communicate can lead to all kinds of obstacles, like higher rate of misunderstandings and conflict, more missed professional or social opportunities, limited or conditional relationships, stifled personal growth. Even like a statistically lower problem-solving ability is something that presents itself when you don't have those effective communication skills. So we're going to talk about ways we can improve our communication skills in a later episode, but I don't want to leave you hanging. So if you're looking for ways you can work on your communication skills until then, I'm going to recommend something that works that you're not going to want to do, but you should. Film yourself having a real conversation. Obviously, this needs to be a conversation with someone you trust and who you can be comfortable around, and preferably who knows they're being filmed. But film yourself having a real conversation and watch it back. I know this sounds awful, but it's important to be able to recognize, do you look interested? Are there facial expressions or even just nonverbal body language cues that you didn't mean to throw out there? So much of communication is nonverbal, and that's what you're looking for, because 8 out of 10 times, that's going to be the kicker. So getting back on track here, the first thing that could be holding you back is a lack of effective communication. Okay. The second thing that could be holding you back is a buildup of resentment. So having built up resentment is really hard to come back from, especially in a romantic relationship or a close family relationship or a friendship. But understanding where it comes from can make managing that emotion a lot easier. I watched a talk a couple of years ago where Brené Brown discussed resentment, and she said that resentment is not the same as anger. They feel similar in our body, and sometimes holding resentment can cause anger. But resentment itself is very different, and resentment comes from envy. And a lot of you are probably going to initially feel like that may not be right or may not apply in your situation, but I want you to stay with me, because the way that Brené Brown explains it is that when you're resentful of someone, especially a romantic partner or a close friend, it's usually because they have freely done or said something that you do not feel like you are allowed to do or say. I'm going to say that again. When you are resentful of someone, it's usually because they have freely done or said something that you do not feel like you are allowed to do or say. So that one really hit for me, and I've heard from other coaches and therapists that it really shifted their perspective on a lot of relationships they've seen. So that's really cool, and I just wanted to forward that on to you guys in case that that changes some things for you. So how do we come back from that resentment? That's the real question, right? And I think the reason that coming back from resentment is so difficult is because resentment is a signal that you're at a point of decision making, right? Is this person supposed to be in my life? Are they adding value to my life? Hopefully the answer is yes, but if not, what comes next? So my number one tip is to get your energy right first. And I say that because when you're in a space where you're feeling a lot of resentment, it's super duper easy to get triggered. Self-preservation kicks in, and the defensiveness that comes with it is ready to overflow, and emotions will take over on the spot. What we can do to prevent that, or at least to manage it, is to do the work to calm our energy. Declutter your space, write out how you're feeling, and then rewrite it and rewrite it. Make little changes until you feel like it truly reflects how you feel. That's going to help you organize it in your brain. Then feel it. Talk to people you trust about it. Take the validation from them, not the people you resent. Feel it, then choose to put your energy towards more productive things. Once you're there, if you're in that headspace, then you're ready to confront it. But let me warn you, you may not even feel like you need to anymore. Okay, so what's holding you back? One could be a lack of effective communication. Two could be a buildup of resentment. And if it's neither of those, maybe, just maybe, it's an innocent lack of emotional flexibility. This one is tough, but it can be a real invisible roadblock when you're trying to level up your life, or even your business, your relationship, your social life, anything. But I know a lot of you are probably asking, what is emotional flexibility? And I got you. Emotional flexibility is a key piece of what makes up your emotional intelligence. Essentially, the ability to recognize, regulate, and respond to your own emotions. So how balanced do you stay in the presence of unpredictable feelings? And when this skill is underdeveloped, which is very common, by the way, it makes it much more difficult to cope with change. It puts a strain on any close relationships you might develop. It causes more consistent emotional dysregulation in your system. And it has actually shown to create a literal resistance to growth, which quite honestly feels like a cruel joke, considering a resistance to growth makes it extremely difficult to actually take improvement actions. But the question is, how do we improve it then? Improving emotional flexibility, and honestly, improving emotional intelligence altogether, is not possible unless you make a habit out of checking in with yourself. If you're worrying more about what other people are doing or thinking or saying, then you're not doing enough for yourself or with yourself. Take your own inventory. Define your own emotions. If your emotions are regularly catching you off guard and throwing you off, then you don't know yourself well enough. Emotional flexibility cannot exist without self-awareness and self-regulation, and those two things are key components of emotional intelligence, which you have to have in order to do any kind of leveling up. So, I guess there you have it. If you're having trouble with leveling up, check in with yourself. How is your communication? Is it coming across the way you intend? Are you feeling resentment towards somebody, and is that holding you back? Are you feeling emotionally flexible or mentally stuck? We are going to be talking a lot about our relationships with ourselves this season. And so this was just a preview of that, and I hope it helped. I hope it was able to reframe some things for you and shift your perspective a little bit. So stay tuned and stay in touch. Like I said, this season is going to look a little bit different. So this was just a short little solo episode to get back into the groove of things, but I have a lot of really awesome interviews lined up with a lot of really awesome people, and I look forward to bringing that information to you guys. So I hope you're as excited as me. It's going to be some great guests and some great topics coming up this season. I will be posting more about that and what's to come on my social media, so feel free to look me up. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you name it, at Your Conflict Coach with two H's. And in the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, you can also reach out through my website, which you can find through my social media. As always, I'm Hannah Hutchinson, your host and your conflict coach. And I hope you beautiful people have a beautiful rest of your week. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.